Good morning, everyone. All right, I'm Caitlin from Westside House Church. Let's prepare our hearts, and I will start the morning with a prayer. Dear Abba Father, we give thanks that we got to come before you this morning to hear your word, to worship you, and to have a time of reflection and to pray. Thank you for loving us so much that you want to bring abundant blessing and speak truth to those who seek after you. I humble myself to you, Lord. May you use me as your servant to share your heart to this community. May your spirit fill in this place. Open our ears, open our eyes to be readily receive your word and see things from your perspective. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we'll be watching a video on Matthew 21-16.
He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. About 9 a.m, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 p.m. and did the same thing. About 5 p.m, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?" "Because no one has hired us," they answered. He said to them, "You also go and work in my vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first." The workers who were hired about 5 p.m. came and each received a denarius. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. "These who were hired last worked only 1 hour," they said, "and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last."
Okay. And I will be reading the devotion passage from Ephesians 5:21-24. "And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, be subject to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body." So if you have the app, may you please open it, and I will read the devotion from the app. So the wages of laborers in the vineyard appear to be a purely economic matter. Here, the laborer values their workers' right. They demand their compensation be proportional to the amount of work and view anything less as mistreatment. This is the worldview that focuses on people. However, our faith requires us to put God at the center. It is only by grace that we could even enter the vineyard and receive any reward. In the same vein, under the principle of justification by faith alone, we should not envy others who have repented for God's grace on them. God is not only just, but also gracious and compassionate. Right. So I'm going to share a little bit about my own devotional and what I take from this two passage. One thing stood out is the idea of submitting to God's perspective. So in Ephesians 5, it talks about Christ in relationship to his church, husband in relationship to his wife, and Christ being the head of the church, husband being the head of the woman, their wives. So head actually means someone to lead, the one who holds others are subordinate. And in Matthew 21-16, we just watched the videos on, Jesus spoke in a parable. Usually when Jesus speaks in parable, it often points to the listener who to reflect their own hearts. The parable starts with, for the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. So the parable is revealing something about the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but when I first read this parable, I also grumbled in my heart like the neighbors. My initial response was, yeah, that's very unfair. People should be given according to the number of the hours they work in the vineyard. So those who work starting from the morning should get more because they have worked longer and harder. And also, I even got the impression that the land owner is too authoritative or dominant, whom he thought he can do whatever he can, treating the vulnerable ones unfairly, but still thinking he has all the right to do that. So even worse, the last work in the vineyard got paid first, and the first awaited longest before they got paid. So that's just so unfair. In nowadays, human rights or our own rights is often seen as something valuable that we should protect against unfairness or any abuse. We often see the concept of fairness as people get what they deserve. For example, in the company, we see fairness as we pay proportionally according to what we contribute with our talents, our time, and our effort. If we work overtime, we should get paid for those extra hours to make things fair. If I obtain higher qualification or more experience, my salary should reflect that differences, and that's our concept of fairness. But I forgot something important here when I read the parable. I forgot that the workers are invited to go to the vineyard to work. So the landowners went out to invite neighbors to work on his vineyard. So without this invitation, the neighbor would have no chance to earn anything, and they might be still standing in the marketplace. So these neighbors accept the invitation and agree to work for denarius for a day. But their responses after receiving the wages sounds like the landowner has tricked him to work for the whole day and pay less after the hard work. So we got to work in the kingdom of heaven because of God's grace, because of his invitation. But we are like the neighbors who grumble about what God chooses to give to those whom we think is less worthy, do not deserve of God's blessing or grace. We are once the neighbors whom, in God's perspective, do not deserve to enter the kingdom of heaven. But God extended his invitation to us. If not of his grace, we would not be invited to his kingdom. If God thinks like we do, none of us will be here, or none of us here will have the chance to work in the vineyard and get to receive the same reward. So this invitation is for everyone equally. In God's perspective, this is the gospel. God's grace and new life are given to everyone equally, and we are all equal. Since God's perspective is so different from our perspective, and we as sinners are full of self-righteousness and sense of entitlement. And I really thank God that He's not like us. So today's question I have for us is, are we willing to submit to God's perspective? The reverse perspective of Kingdom of Heaven transforms our ways of thinking and doing. Can we see how fortunate that God is not operating in the same concept of fairness as we have? Are we willing to submit to His perspective? So now I will invite the worship team. Thank you. So let's enter the time of prayer. Spend a moment to reflect. Do we grumble like the neighbors who first work in the vineyard? Do we feel that God is being unfair because God seems to bless those we think are less deserve? Even among Christians, do we navy God's blessing for people who do not read Bible as much as we do, do not pray, do not serve as much, or those who are saved later? Is there anyone in our lives that we feel like they don't deserve to get the same as us? Pray that Spirit will speak to us right now. Review our brokenness. And I ask God to transform our hearts right now. Replace our perspective with Your perspective, Lord. Soften our hearts and replace with Your heart.
Strength, yeah.
Please open the app and let's read the prayer from the app together. All right. Father, we pray for Hong Kong's future, that we would rise into our destiny. Please end divisions in our society and repair broken relationship. Lord, we pray for a revival to come to our land. Give to our church leaders and churches a glimpse of your promises and purpose for our city, and the courage to step out into God's created purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. So now we're going to pray for our community. So let's pray for those who are suffering from cancer and who's receiving chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. And let's lift up prayers and pray for those who are suffering from illnesses and pray for their salvation. Let's lift up his people on the list with different infirmities. And let's pray for those who are seeking for jobs in our community. Pray for open doors. And pray for peace in their heart when they're searching their job at the moment. And we're going to pray for these few items. First one, mission focus. The one in Japan led by P. Sophia, Jongmin, and Hanjin. And also in Cambodia, led by Grace, Oasis House. Also pray for a mission cancel. And pray for different local outreaches. Igabe, Homie, Freedom, Bridge, Recreation, SP Lights. And also lift up SP Fam, Foster and Adoption Ministry, led by Cadence. And pray for the groups that gonna gather together tonight. IP, SPU, SP Youth. Also the house churches that gonna meet tonight. Elements, Gold, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson. Lift up our city, Hong Kong. Pray for those who need to hear salvation, the gospel. And pray for those who are working from home, who may lost a job because during this difficult time, and that God's hope will bring upon them. And those who are broken in spirit, and just bring healing and comfort. Thank you, God, for this morning that we got to hear your word. Got to spend some time to reflect on ourselves, pray for our community, pray for our city. Thank you for giving this chance for us, and I pray that our hearts will be softened and our perspective will be always aligned with your perspective, Lord. Bless everyone's family, work, and their personal life, and we give all honor and glory to you, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name.